Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by the company you depend upon for all of your greatest needs, Heart Life. These stories are true dramatizations from our fair city's glorious history. So listen and remember. Heart Life, all the life you'll ever need.
The clouds high above Hartford hang dark and pregnant with the promise of destruction. These skybound harbingers of doom are as dangerous today as they were during the troubles of old. And today, the brave crew of the lightning rig Stormhawk find themselves staring into the maw of the cruelest storm in a century. Against a backdrop of green sky, outstretched cables and lightning rods scratch against the underbellies of ominous clouds. The Stormhawk's crew scramble, securing exposed equipment, double-knotting safety lines, and preparing to seize the raw forces of nature. Their tension is palpable, their resolve like steel. Their lives hang in the balance, and nowhere on the rig is this more keenly felt than by the crew in the captain's control pod.
That's right, Transformer Dick. Sit tight until I give the word. First Mate Henley out. Napcon, any word from the cage?
Not a beep, sir.
Time?
1300 hours. Benny's been unresponsive now for...
20 minutes. Navcon, based on Storm Spotter Lemieux's report, do you agree that turbulence is higher than expected?
Yes, sir. Secondary barometrics indicate that we're heading in a very rough chop. Without an update from Lemieux, though, we're essentially flying blind. Should I slow to impulse?
Not yet. I don't want to miss this haul because of a temperamental walkie-talkie.
You hear that, sir?
Sounds like some fool forgot to retract the winch again. Steady she goes. I'm headed above decks.
Should I wake the captain?
No. I'll be back in less time than it takes the captain to put on...
Somebody seal that hatch.
What? Get out of the way, you stupid idiot! What in the name of Paul Bates is going on here?
My name is Neil Henderson, and I'm here...
Do you realize you just destroyed the only functioning pressure hatch left on this rig?
A hatch?
Without that hatch, we can't sail above 10,000 feet. And now you've woken the captain.
What in the sogging mulligatawning is so crackin' important? I can't get a nod off in me own pod.
Hey, are you boss around here?
I'm the sogging captain of this rig. And who the crack are you?
Oh, my name... Hold on, first things first. That's for calling me stupid. Now, my name is Neil Henderson, and I am looking for the first mate.
I think you just killed him.
Oh, man.
Ugh,
shit.
Dunsha Leyland on my crew, will you deign to unload the perpiosity of your presence here?
Look, Ms. Captain, ma'am, sorry about your door, but
Hatch!
Right, Hatch, but I've been knocking out there for like 20 minutes.
Is this true, Navi?
Yes, Captain, but we thought it was the storm.
Anyways, I don't want trouble. I'm just looking for my girl. Name's Allison. Mole brown hair, pretty eyes, body like a... well, like a relations technician. Have you seen her?
The man seeks a woman and finds only the wind.
Yes, so is she up here?
I have no credits for you, land beggar. Best be on your way. Navi, fetch me a stoop of rot gut.
Captain, we've been over this. If I leave my station, then no one is steering.
Shut your blatant gums before I disman you front the entire female complement.
Yes, sir.
Okay, seriously now, I don't want any money. I just need to find my girl.
I'll never understanguish refugees such as yourself.
What?
Refugees, stowaways, deserters of the Mundus Corporati. I assume that's why you're up here telling me sob stories about your girlfriend.
Now, damn it, I am not here looking for a free ride or a handout. Frankly, I can't wait to get off this damn floater. But I can't do that until I find Allison. She disappeared, and I think she might have been taken up here. They say sometimes people in the city vanish and they wind up on a rig.
Wind up on a rig, do they? Not on my rig. Ah, thank you, Nanny. Ah, it's warm!
You told me last time you like it warm.
I like it lukewarm! Lukewarm! Ugh.
Well, there goes our radar.
Pah! Who needs it?
We do. You know that's, like, nearly irreplaceable.
Unlike you! Now, shut your gob! Now, back to you, Mr. Terrestrian! It seems awful strange that you show up on my rig looking for missing persons. You could have asked Street Safe to investigate.
The company can't help me. In fact, I'm pretty high on their shit list. See, I was trying to fence this special tube of theirs.
Don't get cute with me telling your tall tube stories. I'm on to you, boy. I can smell a M-U-R-D-A-R agent through a hallway full of bilge vapor.
I don't understand.
Of course you don't. You're just an innocent policy taking a sightseeing trip to the bridge of the Stormhawk, right? And if you happen to uncover something classified as illegal contraband or witness the gross negligence of a captain, well, then I guess it's your civic duty to report it, right? I don't think so. So tell me, policy, how could a landhugger like you get all the way up here without corporate assistance?
I climbed up.
Climbed
up? Yeah, and it wasn't easy. Because the cable was slick, and there was rain and wind, and I was super high, and I hate being super high up. And before that, I got poisoned, got chased by Street Safe, got drugged by a naturalist, and before that, I fought and killed a wild raccoon, and before that, I threw myself out a giant window after Betsy. I have just lived the shittiest 3 weeks of my life, and if you think I am an agent or a spy, then you better kill me, because I will not stop until I have found my girl.
I threw myself out a giant window once. Henderson, you're all right. I'll help you if I can. Navi, crank up the private channel and call down one of Strike's boys.
Aye, aye, Captain.
What's going on?
As captain of the rig, there's only so much I can do. Just between you and me, I let Henley over there do most of the captaining. How you doing, Henley?
Son of a bitch.
Lovely. Henderson, I'm sending you to meet the boss. If your lady is aboard one of the rigs, he'll know.
I thought you were the boss.
Nah, I'm just the captain. If you want the boss, then you want Lucky Strike. Ah. Sounds like a storm's here.
Yeah?
Quiet, you! Now, If you don't mind, Henderson, can you wait for Lucky's boys outside? No offense, mate, but you smell like the bucket system after Spice Night. Oh, Navi! Henley slipped unconscionable again. Fetch me the smelling salts. No, those are my tasting salts!
And with that, Neil Henderson sets out into the fierce wind, an ember of hope burning within his faithful heart. Will Lucky Strike finally lead our hero to the long-lost Allison, or will Neil's adventure on the rig end in a storm of despair? Find out as the story of Our Fair City continues.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.